Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Robinhood Radio was informed by a listener who sent us a copy of an email that there will be no on-site parking at Trade Secrets on Saturday due to the extreme wetness of the field that they normally park cars in. Now, for the safety of all patrons and people that are working and volunteering there, everybody will have to drive to Lime Rock Park and park there. You'll then be shuttled back to the event. When you're finished at the event, you'll be shuttled back to your car at Lime Rock Park. If you made purchases, you can go back, get in line, and pick up your purchases once again at Trade Secrets. So once again, it appears there'll be no on-site parking at Trade Secrets on Saturday due to the extreme wetness of the field they park cars in. All patrons will have to drive first to Lime Rock Park, park there, take a shuttle bus back to Trade Secrets, and then, when they're finished, take a shuttle bus back to their automobiles, come back, and then pick up whatever they've purchased. An email was sent out to people who purchased tickets in advance, according to the person who sent us this email. Kent voters have approved the sidewalk funds. On Thursday, they overwhelmingly supported financing new sidewalks for $2.95 million, voting 200 to 122 in favor in an eight-hour referendum at Kent Town Hall. 28 absentee ballots included in the total. The Board of Selectmen will have a special meeting before the end of May to plan the next steps, which may include establishing a new committee to oversee that project. Standard Space Gallery kicking off its second annual collaboration with the Region 1 Arts Program, hosting an opening reception from 5:30 till 7:30 at 147 Main Street, featuring works by students from Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon. That show will run through May 19th. Meanwhile, the annual Blue and Gold at the White will kick off. Students from Housatonic Valley Regional High School in that juried art exhibit and sale, which runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The kickoff party, where you can meet the artist, will be held on 5 till 7. Refreshments by Dino's Pizza in Lakeville. The hours are 5 to 7 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 until 4. 860-435-1029. You'll find the White Gallery on Facebook. Everybody is invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church, 6 until 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items of clothing for families. Cornwall has a town meeting at 7:30 at Cornwall Consolidated School. Montgomery Lodge lobster sales are back, celebrating their 60th straight year. One order from all orders received by 12 noon on Friday at the preceding each sale will be selected by random to receive a $60 credit on their order. Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville, Connecticut continues that tradition. The 2019 season features sales on Saturday, May 18th. Also, June 15th, July 20th, August 17th, and September 21st, lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 p.m. on the day of the sale at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville. Averaging 1 1/4 pound at $16 each can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. Lobsters are available live or boiled. Additionally, raw or steamed clams are available at $8 per dozen. Order early and call no later than Friday before each sale to guarantee your order. Proceeds from these sales are used to fund scholarships to local students and donations to local charities. Town of Copaic Annual Cleanup Day is being held on Saturday. The gates close at 12 p.m. sharp. They will accept scrap metal, appliance, TVs, computers, upholstered furniture, general debris, and batteries, 4-tire limit, none larger than 19-inch rims. They cannot accept household garbage, mattresses, box springs, futon beds, or unupholstered furniture, construction or demolition debris, brush or limbs, or any hazardous materials. It's at the Copaic Highway Garage, 47 School Road. You must be a town resident. Camp Hill Village 5K Trail and Fun Run will be held Saturday. Camp Hill Village, 84 Camp Hill Road in Copaic, New York. A three-option event. More information at 518-329-7924, extension 133. The inaugural Arrest and Extinguished ALS event will be held on Saturday at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, hosted by ALS Therapy Division Institute. It invites first responders from Massachusetts and beyond to form teams of 5 or 10 members to fundraise and join in a tug-of-war competition. There will also be prizes for the team with the most donations. Hunt's Homegrown Plant Sale is happening this weekend. Vegetables and herbs, annuals and perennials, Pottery and Books. It'll be Saturday and Sunday from 9 until 2 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library. Of course, going on Saturday and Sunday, Trade Secrets. Saturday is the, of course, purchasing show, and then Sunday, the garden tours. It all benefits Women's Support Services. A spring craft fair will be held at the Sharon Congregational Church on Saturday. Shopping is open to the public from 10 until 3, featuring many local crafters showcasing home decor, handbags, ceramics, jewelry, artwork, and homemade goods. Lunch will be available for purchase. Lime Rock Park hosting a season kickoff celebration on Saturday from 10 till 3, all about supporting local charities, nonprofits, and businesses, all while experiencing a fun-filled day for the entire family. The event supports two local charities, Corner Food Pantry in Lakeville and Little Guild of St. Francis Animal Shelter in West Cornwall. Participants are asked to bring a non-perishable food item for families or pets in need, make an instrumental donation, or participate in a fundraising prize raffle. The community marketplace includes displays from the Artisan Shop, Audubon Shop, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, Brooker Memorial, Great Cape Baking Company, Harney & Sons Fine Teas, Levon's Market, Norbrook Farm Brewery, Robin Hood Radio, The Bargain Barn, Sharon Playhouse, Survive the Drive, WTNH News 8, and more. Kids' activities include a full-motion racing simulator, bounce house, face painter, and lawn games. More information at limerock.com. Salisbury Artisans Group will have their first spring market coming up on Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund, which helps cancer victims and patients with day-to-day expenses. The Sharon Parks and Rec invites you to Back the Track. The Sharon Walking Track ribbon-cutting event will be held this Saturday, May 18th from 11 till 1 at Veterans Field. There will be free hamburgers and hot dogs. Bring your family and friends to earn $1 for each lap walk, which will be donated to Sharon Daycare. Once again, this is Veterans Field in Sharon, Connecticut. Your chance to Back the Track this Saturday from 11 till 1.
Author and Harvard University professor of African American Studies, Jamaica Kincaid, will address graduates at Bard College at Simon's Rock 50th commencement ceremony on Saturday at 11 a.m. More information, simons-rock.edu. Art exhibition, Magical Reality, New Works by Danielle Mailer, running May 18th through July 6th at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. The Tremaine Art Gallery is pleased to present the exhibit Chicks with Guns, photographs by Hotchkiss alumni and photographer Lindsay McComb from 1975. The exhibit opens May 14th and runs through June 16th. An opening reception is scheduled for Saturday at 4 p.m.
Artist Harper Blanchett has a solo show of his abstract paintings. It'll be at the Blue Star Gallery, 107 Main Street in Falls Village. The opening reception is Saturday, May 18th from 5 till 8 p.m. Catering by Susan Sweetapple and the Falls Village Inn. Refreshments, Pat Miller and the Falls Village Package Store. Music will be by Swing Set, Ram Miles, Ricky Tiven, and Billy Voyers, and also Joel Blumert, also Ed Thorney and friends. The event is free, and it's open to the public.
The Falls Village Daycare Center will have its 6th annual silent auction on Saturday at the Canaan VFW post in North Canaan from 5 till 10. Tickets $15 for one, $25 per couple, can be purchased by calling 860-824-0882. Food will be served. There will be a cash bar. Proceeds will be used to help replace air conditioning throughout the Falls Village Daycare Center, a direct benefit for the children attending the center. Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening of its next exhibit in a gallery, contrasting works by two local artists, Karen Wexler and Ingrid Friedenberg, to be held at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum Art Gallery from May 18th until July 12th. The public invited to attend the artist's opening reception Saturday, 5 till 7. The Presbyterian Church is hosting its popular annual event, serving a dinner, a roast beef dinner from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Amenia Road in Wasaic. $12 for adults, $5 for children age 12 and under. For all you wish to eat, takeout's also available. Reservations are advised by calling 845-789-1206 or 877-3939. In addition to charcoal roasted beef, the menu includes mixed salad rolls, baked potatoes, hot green beans, homemade desserts, and beverages. West Copaic Reformed Church has their Italian night dinner held at the Copaic Memorial Park Saturday from 5 till 7. Eat in or take it away. Spaghetti with meatballs, baked ziti, lasagna, meat or vegetarian, chicken parmesan, salad bar, bread and beverage, and famous homemade desserts. Tickets are limited. Call 843-290-2338 or email wcrchurch@gmail.com to reserve. The Old School Band and Will Brown will give a benefit concert on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at the Millerton United Methodist Church in Millerton, New York. There's a suggested donation of $15 for adults, with youth under 12 free. All proceeds go towards the ongoing restoration of the church. Refreshments will also be available during the intermission. The annual children's consignment sale, including quality maternity and children's clothing, toys, games, baby equipment, and more, taking place on Saturday from 9 till 2 and Sunday from 9 till noon at CHP on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. At the same time, Salisbury Bank and Trust is hosting a community shred day from 12 noon till 2. Silver Lake Conference Center in Sharon holding an open house on Saturday from 1 till 5. In addition to tours of the camp and conference center, a high ropes course will be staffed and open to those who would like to climb, and the disc golf course will be available for those who want to test their skills with a flying disc. More information at silverlakect.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 214.66 yesterday to 25,862.68. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7898.05, and the S&P 500 at 2876.32. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.